So excited to talk to you. I have so many questions that you probably can't answer.
Yeah, well, you know, that tends to be the trend.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to know what is up. Are you and Mary Jane going to have a chance at all, ever? And how do you feel about, okay, I got a bunch of questions. How do you feel about the fact that he just kind of bounced and didn't tell her, I'm having a baby, and just kind of left her dangling in the wind? Like, what's your personal feeling about that? Do you think that was cool? Were you not cool with it? When you read it, were you like, really, I'm doing her like this?
Yeah, it was kind of childish. I'll admit that, but at the same time, it's very difficult for him to admit to her that that's the case. I mean, this was something that was not planned. It was something that was just, you know, it happened on a night where they were supposed to be together anyway. So it's like, it's a very difficult situation for him to face himself, let alone present to her. So I kind of empathize with him a little bit, but at the same time, I think he could have been a little bit more stand-up about it.
Right. Okay. I totally agree with you. Now, I did get to see a clip of tonight's episode, and I don't want to give it all away, but you guys do have an opportunity to reconnect and talk a little bit, right?
Okay.
Can you give us any hint? Like, is it going to go anywhere, or is this a one-off? Like, yeah, we had this moment, and now we're gone. Can you give us any insight, and are we going to get more of an understanding as to how David's mind works in this season?
I can't give up too much about what's going to happen, where this is going, just because it's a show that goes in this chronological order. So it would be giving a lot away. But they're not finished. You know, they still have to work through all the residual feelings and the breakup smoke that has to clear before they can really like let each other go or decide to give themselves another opportunity to try again. But it's definitely not a one off. I mean, he's around, so we'll see more of David throughout the season. And yeah, we will get to know him a little bit better and get to see where he's coming from a little bit more.
Now, where would you like to, taking yourself out of this, you're not an actor on the show, but you know the storyline, you know, or as much of it as we've received so far. Would you like to see them together or no?
Yeah, I would definitely like to see them together. I mean, when you put it on paper, they're a pretty badass couple, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, both of them very successful in their own right. She's a very attractive woman who's got great family values and is, you know, trying to do the right thing by her family. And he's, you know, a family guy. He's come up with a good parental system. And, they're both very educated and they have a great deal of passion for each other. So I think that they would be a great couple if they could just get it on the same page.
Well, we will be watching tonight, Being Mary Jane. I knew you weren't going to really give us any good information, any juice, any idea as to what's coming up later. But thank you for chatting with us. We can't wait to see you tonight.
I appreciate it. And I'm sorry I couldn't give you more tea, but I just, I have this tremendous fear of getting a phone call from Deborah Lee like, hey, man, what are you doing out there with the spoilers?
Right. Nobody,
so
look.
I just try to just tread lightly.
Nobody wants to get a bad phone call from Deborah Lee, so I definitely understand that. But we appreciate you taking time to chat with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.